Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic customs and etiquette are most important in societies, in Muslim societies, because societies are known by these various customs in societies. And of course, a very important part of these customs and these etiquette is the clothes that you wear, the dress and the apparel that you put on. Now, it is said by most Muslims, and many Muslim authorities also stress this, that wearing silk, and by wearing silk, I mean in particular wearing silk by Muslim men, is something which has been prohibited by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so therefore one should not wear silk at all. And in this case, Muslim men need to be even more careful, because as the Prophet, as it is reported to have said, that a person who wears the cloth of silk or the apparel of silk in this world, he shall not be able to wear it in the hereafter or in paradise, which of course shows his sternness on the fact that one should not do this. Now, on the basis of this directive, silk wearing is prohibited. Now, we have to understand that whenever we come across a directive of the Prophet, something which is prohibited, we have to analyze it in the light of the Quran, because of course the Prophet would not do anything which is not found in the Quran or which is against the Quran. He would follow the Quran very diligently. Now, if we come to analyze this whole scenario in the light of the Quran, we'll find that the Quran has prohibited israf, which means excessive spending, and it has also prohibited pomposity and arrogance, which means that you show off your apparel or your dress, because it's very exorbitant, it's very expensive. This is something which is very, very grave, and something which is very serious in the eyes of Islam. And so therefore, the Prophet of Islam prohibited everything, every manifestation of excessive spending that he came across, as well as every manifestation of arrogance. Now, wearing expensive dresses, expensive clothes, expensive apparel is something which badly dents the inner purification of a person. And since that is the real issue with Islam, Islam does not want people that they should contaminate their souls. It does not want people to become arrogant. It does not want people to excessively spend. So therefore, the Prophet of Islam forbade all manifestations of excessive spending. Now, in those times, silk was something of the sort. It was a status symbol. It was a very expensive cloth. And since wearing that cloth would produce arrogance in a person, and of course, it would also involve the spending of a large amount of money, and therefore excessive spending, the Prophet forbade it. Now, we have to realize that this forbiddance of the Prophet, or this prohibition of a Prophet, is an application of a directive found in the Quran. So therefore, it is essential to realize that if the Prophet prohibited the wearing of silk, then it is not an absolute prohibition. It is actually based on the Quranic statutes of excessive spending, on the Quranic statutes of one should not show off one's apparel and be pompous about it. So we can safely say that the Quran actually prohibited excessive spending, it prohibited pomposity, and while applying this directive, the Prophet actually said that since silk is a means of producing pomposity, since it's a means of excessive spending, so Muslims must not do it. This, in other words, would mean that in societies, maybe there could be societies in the future in which silk no longer occupies the place of a status symbol. Also, it does not involve excessive spending. Then, of course, we will not call it to be a prohibited thing. Likewise, if there are other items, other things which are status symbols, which can produce arrogance in a person, which involve excessive spending, we on the basis of this analogy, we will classify them also as prohibited, because what has been actually prohibited, as I said, is what is prohibited by the Quran, and that is excessive spending and pomposity. All those manifestations which involve this, all those manifestations in which we find excessive spending and pomposity, we will classify them to be in this category, and we will also regard them to be prohibited. But we must realize that this prohibition is an act of application. It can vary with the society. It can vary with the circumstances. And there could be societies and there could be circumstances in which, for example, as I said earlier, silk is no longer a status symbol. It is no longer something in which involves pomposity or show-off or excessive spending. So therefore, in those societies, in those cases, we shall not classify it to be a prohibited item. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.